We are at Victoria Park here in Leamington Spa for the Lawn Bowls and the Para Bowls. Judy Plater is with us. Judy, you're with Disability Bowls. How's it been going so far today?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've got a VI pair out there at the moment, Alison Yearling and Chris Turnbull. They are having a tight game against Scotland, but hopefully they'll come through. They're still in the round robin stages, looking for a place in the semi-finals.
The weather here is absolutely fantastic. The sun is shining and it's a very good turnout as well. It's really busy. Is it a growing sport?
Absolutely. Particularly amongst the disabled fraternity, we're getting more and more members, seeing more and more people coming forward, realising that they can play, that their disability is not an impairment to them playing, and there's lots of support out there to enable them to do it for whatever level they want to play at.
I was going to say, we are here at the Commonwealth Games. You know, these guys are competing for medals and rankings and points.
Yeah.
But, you know, people can just take this up for fun. You know, great for your social circle, your mental health. So it's got all sorts of benefits.
Absolutely. And it's a great game if you're actually on your own, because you're never on your own at bowls. You can always walk into the bowls club. There's always someone there for a chat. There's always a game you can get involved in. You can play bowls from whatever level you like, from a Saturday afternoon roll up with your friends to the Commonwealth Games like we're at today. It's a really sociable game and a game for all ages. There's a 14-year-old playing here today, right up to a 75-year-old. So it is a game for everybody.
The blind and partially sighted players out there at the moment, They have sort of spotters. Do they have their own way of communicating with each other, or is there a standard way that you give information?
They have a director who stands with them, and they will tell them how far away the jack is. They pace it out, so they will tell them in feet and yards how far away the jack is that they've got to bowl to, and they will also guide them on the type of shots they've got to play and give them some idea of where their bowl ends up. They use a clock system, so it might be 1 yard short at 2 o'clock, and from that the visually impaired bowler can work out the distance that they need to adjust.
Fantastic. So it really is open to everyone. As you say, it's a growing sport as well. I mean, if people were interested, what would your advice be to them? Or perhaps they haven't even thought about taking up bowls before.
Best thing to do is to, you can get in touch with me at judy.plater@disabilitybowlsengland.org.uk, and we can put you in touch with some clubs in your area. There's also a group called Visually Impaired Bowls England, which is, although it's a separate organisation, we work closely with, and they can put you in touch with people as well that can help you get your bowling.
Judy, enjoy the rest of the games, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.